Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
When criminals break the law and are caught, they're prosecuted and punished. But what happens when prosecutors break the rules? In the case of one federal prosecutor in Boston, there do not appear to be many consequences. WBUR's David Boeri reported on misconduct allegations against this prosecutor earlier this year. Now, as the disciplinary proceedings finally move forward, David reports on why this case is being described as one that undercuts the credibility of the federal court system.
If a criminal defense lawyer, for example, did what this prosecutor is charged with having done, he would have been disbarred by now.
This is Monroe Friedman talking about local federal prosecutor Jeffrey Auerhahn. Friedman is widely recognized as the nation's preeminent authority on legal ethics. Auerhahn is recognized by some as a symbol of what's gone wrong. 7 years ago, Auerhahn came under the spotlight of a federal judge who ruled that Auerhahn had deliberately withheld evidence that would have helped clear a defendant of murder. The judge accused Auerhahn of engaging in a massive cover-up.
He's violating both the Constitution and ethical rules.
Indeed, in 2005, a higher court, the Court of Appeals, condemned Auerhahn's actions as outrageous, manipulative, and a grim picture of blatant misconduct. Yet 7 years after the first ruling, Auerhahn's still on the job. And what's not happened to Auerhahn is all too common, says Professor Friedman.
This general failure to discipline prosecutors who are guilty of seriously unethical and unconstitutional conduct is one of the great scandals of the legal profession.
And on those rare occasions when prosecutors are disciplined, it's generally for crimes like embezzlement and bribery. Indeed, says Friedman, the chances of a prosecutor being punished for smoking pot are far greater than for hiding evidence and using false testimony.
In the face of numerous studies and complaints, there is no excuse, there is no justification for it.
Today, 17 years after Auerhahn's misconduct and 7 years after it was uncovered, three judges will take the matter up for possible disciplinary action in federal court. No wonder why legal experts say, don't hold your breath.
Why did you lie when you testified for the government?
To stay out of prison. Then he was a get-out-of-jail-free card.
This is Walter Anthony Jordan. He was Auerhahn's key witness against Mafia Captain Vincent Ferrara, also known as Vinny the Animal, who was Auerhahn's key target in 1990. Jordan was Auerhahn's only witness to a crime that could put Ferrara away for a long stretch of time.
And so you testified that Vinny ordered a murder.
Yes, I did. But I testified it, and they knew that I was lying. Jeff knew I was lying.
How did he know you were lying?
Because I told him so.
Jordan told him so as Auerhahn was preparing to go to trial in 1991. And Jordan also told a Boston police detective who told Auerhahn. Auerhahn had a constitutional duty to tell the defense that Jordan had just admitted to lying. But Auerhahn never did. If he had turned the evidence over, it would have wiped out the murder charge. So instead, says Jordan, Auerhahn and his FBI agents scared him into sticking with his original story.
Listen, all they wanted was Vinny. I mean, it was Vinny the whole time. I mean, that was my ticket to freedom, was Vinny. If I didn't say Vinny ordered it, I was going to prison for the rest of my life, state time and federal time.
So Ferrara went into prison while Jordan went into witness protection. Today, he's still living in fear that either the mafia or government agents will find him and kill him. Jordan's full story spilled out into the courtroom of Judge Mark Wolf in 2003. The dramatic turning point came when that Boston police detective corroborated Jordan's story. Judge Mark Wolf then accused Auerhahn of perjury, fabricating evidence, and perpetrating a fraud upon the court.
There are corrupt prosecutors, but you just never expect it.
Defense attorney Bernie Grossberg was one of the attorneys Auerhahn kept the evidence from.
You never, ever, ever expect a prosecutor, a fellow attorney, to do what Auerhahn's accused of doing.
Our Hahn, for his part, has never commented on his case, nor have his attorneys. And when we sought comment for this story, they were unavailable. To undo Our Hahn's damage, the judge ruled, he had no choice but to free Ferrara and another man from prison. Stephen Gillers of the law school at NYU is another nationally recognized expert on legal ethics.
Looking at it through the best light, Our Hahn is a threat to the Justice Department.
Judge Wolf wanted to punish Our Hahn, but the U.S. attorney here in Boston acted to forestall the judge by sending the matter to Washington for investigation by the Department of Justice.
No one should rely on that office for discipline of federal prosecutors or indeed Justice Department lawyers.
Critics sometimes call the Office of Professional Responsibility, or OPR, the Roach Motel. Things go in and never come out. In the case of Our Hahn, OPR made a watered-down finding of misconduct, then gave him a mere private letter of reprimand. They even hid it from Judge Wolf. And remember, Wolf's the chief judge of the district court. Again, Stephen Gillers.
Would any private person use Our Hahn as their lawyer going into court, given these critiques of his credibility? I doubt it very much. And yet, here is the Department of Justice keeping him on the payroll.
When Judge Wolf discovered in 2007 what the Department of Justice had kept from him since 2005, he turned to the local authority for what he thought Our Hahn deserved. But it took the Office of Bar Counsel another 2 years to file a petition for discipline. Meanwhile, Our Hahn continued to have the support of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston. Even when Carmen Ortiz became the new U.S. Attorney in 2009, she chose to keep Our Hahn as a frontline prosecutor rather than reassign him.
She could have transferred him to the Civil Division, you know, which is Siberia for criminal prosecutors.
When we asked for an explanation, Ortiz said she had no comment. She cited the pending proceedings. But in truth, the proceedings have been pending for 7 years now.
I can come up with no explanation, and it's not good for the credibility of the federal courts that this is happening.
When the federal judges take up the issue of Our Hahn today, it will be the first time they've met in nearly a year, kicking the final resolution of the Our Hahn case still farther down the road. No wonder one defense attorney says that to be a federal prosecutor means never having to say you're sorry. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.